From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Festival Productions is bringing the beloved musical Annie to the National Concert Hall this Christmas and New Year. And I'm joined by actor and director Tony Finnegan, who's co-founder of Festival Productions and will play Daddy Warbucks in Annie. Also with me in studio, Rebecca Storm, known as the First Lady of Musical Theatre, leading West End roles in Blood Brothers, Evita, Chess, Les Miserables and more. She'll be playing Miss Hannigan in Annie. And lastly, but certainly not least, we're joined here by Yuneta Gazunaita, one of the actors sharing the Annie role. Good morning and welcome one and all.
Good morning.
Now, Tony, we'll start with you. Okay. You've been doing this a while now.
I think we're 23 years in the concert hall. The Christmas show is sort of the alternative to the panto season.
Yeah, now,
family musical.
The concert hall is not like a typical theatre, so no. There are limitations.
There are limitations, but we've got a very clever designer, John O'Donoghue, and he's been with us from the word go, and we've managed to get through we've got a full set, we've got full costumes, full orchestra, so it's the full thing, just happens to be in a non-proscenium arch.
Okay, so you have to cram this fantastic orchestra into...
we take out the first three rows.
The first three rows.
Yeah.
And you yourself are playing Daddy Warbucks.
This year, I'm not directing. Vivian Coates is directing. And I'm playing Daddy Warbucks, which I've played before.
You have played before?
Yeah.
I bet you love it.
I do, because there's sort of, I'm used to playing baddies like, you know, Fagin and Oliver or that sort of thing. But this guy, there's an arc with him as well, because he's a tough businessman. He's a billionaire and he doesn't realise that he's had something missing in his life.
So we have to find his heart of gold.
Somewhere. We do. And she unlocks it. Annie unlocks that heart.
Mm. Now, what about, have you played Miss Hannigan before?
I have, Pat. Yeah, about 15 years ago. Yes, so I'm looking forward to revisiting the baddie.
Yeah. Now, a show in the National Concert Hall, I mean, you often headline your own shows in that particular arena, so you know it well.
Yes.
Is it a nice theatre to play?
It's a fantastic theatre to play and also to watch, you know, the sound for the orchestra. And this is why it's going to be so beautiful to do, because, you know, it's built specially for orchestras, isn't it? You know, So I'm looking forward to it.
And when you're in the audience, I mean, you feel so connected with the people on stage. It's that kind of intimate space, even though it's quite large.
Yes, they're very, very close, yeah. And I don't know, are they going to be behind in the
choir? No, we don't sell the choir balcony, no.
The set.
No.
Right,
so no, it would be difficult for a semi-theatrical performance. I mean, it's if you're listening to Mahler or whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Or Beethoven from there, it doesn't matter.
No, but to make it a purely theatrical performance, we cordon off those seats.
Now, Yuneta, tell me about your theatrical career.
Well, this is actually the first musical I will be playing in. I've never actually done anything like this. I did do Eurovision auditions, but I didn't really get through. And then I was on the Late Late Toy Show as well last week. And I'm really excited to play, because first musical and I got the main role as well, so excited.
Which is fantastic. But you'd never done a musical before. Have you done any kind of plays before, even in school?
I do go to a drama school, so we do like shows once a year, but nothing as big as this.
This is big. Now, have you been in the concert hall for any rehearsals yet?
No.
Not yet. So have you ever been to the concert hall?
No.
Ah.
Never.
Surprise, surprise. Now, you're sharing the role, is that right?
Yeah, I'm the other Juliet. No, the other Annie is Juliet Maguire.
Okay, and the reason you share is because they can't work children of a certain age too hard.
Yeah, they can't.
So how many performances do you think you'll do?
I think I'm performing on the 27th of December, the 29th of December. No, sorry.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. Yep.
The 27th, the 29th, and the 2nd of January.
She does 5 performances and 1 dress rehearsal, and then Juliet does 6 performances. We have 11 performances in total, but the dress rehearsal evens it up.
Counts as, so it's 6 and 6?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no winner here. Because the dress rehearsal will have an audience, I presume.
It won't, no.
Oh, no,
it won't.
Not even the parents?
No, especially not the parents. Actually, the other group that's on the next day, come and watch it. So we have 51 children in total. So 25 will be on stage, and the other 25 who are going to be on the next night watch the dress rehearsal so that they have an experience as well.
So the cast in total then, with an orchestra?
Over 100.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty mad, because we've got obviously the backstage people, then we've got a big chorus this year as well, and the principals and the kids. So it's big.
Now, as I'm discovering, this time of year is hazardous when it comes to the vocal cords. A bit scratchy today, and you've been a bit scratchy too.
Yes, a little bit. I'm better today. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been coming in, because I wouldn't want to, you know.
Hazard all the time when you're a performer.
100%, isn't it? Yeah, and you know, we all love each other, don't we, in these companies?
You know, too much hugging.
So we share everything, you know. So, you know, oh, have my cold, please. Yeah. So, you know,
actually, Pat, that's been a negative in one way, because we had a dog, Sandy.
Yeah.
And Sandy went down with had to have an operation, so we're without dog. So I leave my number here with Claire, your producer, and if anybody has a dog that would like to...
We need a theatrical dog.
We do. Oh, very theatrical. it's actually simple enough what they have to do, but it would be nice to have the dog. So we're on the lookout.
And what kind of dog do you need?
A golden retriever. It has to be sandy coloured, obviously. Yeah. Or a Labrador, that sort of thing. Something very biddable and loves children.
Placid, loves children. Absolutely. And is not scared of... screams and noise.
Yes, exactly. From directors or choreographers.
Well, I was thinking of the audience and their encores and their standing ovations. Now, Yunetti, you're actually going to sing for us, aren't
you? Yeah, I will be.
What are you going to sing?
I'll be singing a bit of Tomorrow.
Okay, well, in your own time, take it away.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. But when I'm stuck with a day that's grey and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun'll come out tomorrow. So you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come on, May. Tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Marvellous. Absolutely great.
Thank you. Isn't she gorgeous?
And pitch perfect.
Pitch perfect.
Yeah. And coming into a studio like this and just launching into it. Pitch perfect.
Thank you.
I was waiting for any diversions from the notes, and you were absolutely
thank you so much.
Bang on.
Thank you so much.
So that's your first audience now. So
absolutely. She's done it now.
Anticipation. Now, people will be asking, with a name like yours, what is your heritage?
So my dad is Lithuanian and my mom is Latvian. But at home, we don't really speak Latvian. Everyone just speaks Lithuanian.
Just Lithuanian.
Yeah.
And a bit of Irish for your homework and English and French.
No, my parents don't know Irish, so I have to do my homework on my own.
Okay. So you've loads of relations, I presume, in Lithuania and Latvia. Will any of them be visiting to see you star?
Yeah. On the open night, on the 27th, I have family from Lithuania, and my granddad from Latvia actually flew over this week, and he will be going as well. Yeah, so my granny and my godmother is coming, and then I have basically all of my friends coming as well on some of the shows.
Okay, that's great. It's so exciting. Your first show.
So exciting.
It is. It's great it for her.
So I won't ask you, Rebecca, how many shows you've done.
No, please don't. 50 years, though, this year.
Are you serious?
I celebrated 50 years on the stage. Yes.
I don't know how many times I've seen Blood Brothers. Loads and loads of times.
I don't know how many times I've played it. Yeah. You know, it's for 40 years that first
Blood
time
Brothers.
Was in the Olympia, I think,
I
in 1985.
That show.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's always a buzz when you start a new show.
100%. And it's lovely to have diversion, you know, between Mrs. Johnston and Miss Hannigan. You know, it's like the kids involved, but I have to love them. love them in Blood Brothers and hate them in this. And I do it rather well, don't I?
Yes, it's so easy to hate.
Yeah. A scary Miss Hannigan. Well, look, I better make sure we know the precise dates because there are relatively few shows, only
11 shows
on dress rehearsal. Yeah. So the 11 shows starting on the 27th.
Yep.
And running.
We have two shows on the 28th, two on the 29th, two on the 30th, two on the 2nd, and two on the 3rd of January.
So get in there booking straight away or you'll miss it.
You'll miss it.
Because it's a short and sweet run.
It is. It is.
Okay. Well, look, thank you all very much for coming in. Unetta, thank you. Rebecca, thank you. And Tony, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.